Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Aspen LaRue and Jocelyn Hartshorn with TruCore Federal Credit Union. Beautiful start to the week, work week. Mostly sunny skies today, high right around 50. Clear and cool tonight with a low near 33. And then again, beautiful day on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and a high right around 60. Now, Joel, you didn't happen to see our good friend Jocelyn Hartshorn when she came up the steps here.
I did not. I was busy working.
Okay. All I heard was, ow, ow, ooh, ah. And I'm like, what is going on? She's hobbling up these steps. I'm like, what happened to you? And Jocelyn, you said?
I had a heavy leg day. And that's true.
You should never forget leg day.
That's right.
A lot of people don't do leg day. You got to do leg day.
Ladies don't forget leg day.
Well, I mean,
ladies do not.
Okay.
When you do leg day, what were you doing that it was this bad?
Well, see, what happened was I was really feeling pretty strong yesterday. And I decided that I was going to do the deadlifts with a little more weight than I normally do. And then I proceeded to do 3 sets of 10 on that. And I will say, when my husband had to take the bar off for me to get it on the ground, he was like, do you think this is a good idea? And I was like, hey, worry about yourself, Hartshorn.
Mm.
And now, he's not listening. Or maybe he is. And he's going to be like, I knew it.
You're about to get a text.
I'm probably.
I
got my
phone
out because, you know.
Karma's a bee is all I'm saying.
No, but yeah, so.
Yeah, a little rough on it. And Aspen, how was your weekend? I didn't hear you coming up the steps. I'm assuming you didn't do any leg work.
I did nothing like that. Uh-huh. I decorated for Christmas and put my Christmas tree up. And I know what you're all thinking. But I have a logical plan to this.
I'm thinking, how delightful are you, and when can I come see it?
Whenever you'd like. It smells like Christmas.
I don't know about anybody else.
Right.
I think it's awesome.
You did it already.
I did. I have a theory. I have 2 months of Halloween, so September, October is Halloween, and then November, December, Christmas.
What about Thanksgiving?
Well, we have a break. We have a week that we take a break, and we make turkey. It smells like mashed potatoes and gravy, and it's wonderful. And then we resume.
Well, and people don't normally decorate for Thanksgiving.
No. You know,
the turkey is all the decoration I need. Look at me, for God's sake.
Yeah, but
I'm doing leg day.
You're
thinking about ripping the two legs off my turkey.
Most people aren't out there putting turkeys in their yard or all around their house.
Did you do Christmas already? Clearly you've not been in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Those big inflatable turkeys. Oh, my
God. That's
gosh.
True.
Yeah.
No, we get a real tree, so we have to wait until the 1st of December or else it won't make it. So we do all of our decorating then.
I'm with you on the fake tree because that's all I've ever known.
I can't do a real one.
Yeah, I could go down to the basement, bring up the container, and like throw it out there, honey. Let's go. Put
it's
up the
pre-lit.
Tree.
It's one of the best days when I make my family trudge through the tree farm to find the first tree and say, okay, this in my mind, this is going to be it. But then we have to walk all around in the frigid cold weather. And normally we do it on my birthday, which is December 4th, so they can't even complain about it because I'm like, hey,
I say,
for my
bravo
birthday.
To your holiday tradition.
Right.
She's Clark Griswold.
It's awesome.
I'm not cutting it down. TJ and crew are underneath it.
And your birthday is the perfect hammer.
Yeah,
right.
That, see, that one.
Absolutely.
Right. I was like,
best.
Are you going to tell me no? It's my birthday.
I love that.
You know?
I love
I'll give you that one.
That.
See how women are. They just they know how to get us, don't they?
I'm telling you.
They know how to get us.
It's all good, all good.
All right. We brought you in today for a variety of reasons, not to talk about your sore legs or your Christmas decorations. But Aspen, you guys have a really interesting and kind of a neat thing taking place, I believe, on the 13th.
We do.
Kind of remind folks what you're going to be doing.
So November 13th, come stop in to the TruCore on Dio Drive. It's at 6 p.m. We are going to, number one, be having a raffle basket, so make sure you come check that out. It's going to be highlighting the arcade, downtown Newark, all of those businesses that we want to show some love to. And we are going to have a workshop talking about refinancing your home, busting some myths, talking about all the questions you might have, how to use that equity. And we will also be serving dinner. So make sure you RSVP.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are some of those myths? When people hear refinancing, they hear, you know, the home equity and that. What are some of the things that they're just not getting or they don't understand?
Yeah. So a lot of people are going to ask, maybe one of you have a mortgage, right? And you're like, Aspen, I did this for a 30-year. I have paid 15 years off already. Why on earth am I going to touch my mortgage right now, right? Well, you're going to look at what your rate is on the mortgage that you have. You're going to look at your total debts for the month. Maybe you can roll in some student loans, some credit cards, something like that, and overall save about $1,000 a month by rolling that into your mortgage. And with changing rates, it is very likely you could have a very similar payment on that 15-year versus that original 30-year that you took out.
Are you seeing more and more people do this? Is that why you guys did this workshop, or was it just something maybe folks don't know is available to them?
So a little bit of both. I'm seeing a lot of people come back right now. They are looking at paying off their kids' student loans. That's a big one right now after, you know, those were forgiven for so long. So we're seeing a lot of that come up. But then also, yes, I've seen an increase and people just don't know. Even in small conversations, walking down the road, people are like, I don't know. I'm not touching my house. I paid that off a year ago. And a lot of people just don't know how you could use your equity out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to educate.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, Jocelyn, I know you've come in before and we've had Shannon in here talking about these different classes. Do you guys all get together on these and go, okay, I think this is a good one? Or, you know, Aspen comes to you and goes, I think we should do this. How does that work?
Yeah, so we try to hit both points. So in the early part of the year, we always do a home buying seminar to help people understand the process of what that looks like. And recently, we've been talking about this refinance seminar because so many people are looking for ways to consolidate debt. That's definitely one that is prevalent. A lot of people have a lot of credit card debt, consumer debt. And so this is a way for us to be able to talk to them about saving interest, saving on their monthly payments. And it's something that's definitely needed. Over the last probably 18 months, most of our second mortgage products have to do with debt consolidation. But we know there's a lot more people out there that just don't understand how they can utilize the equity in their home and put themselves in a better position. Especially right now with falling interest rates, mm-hmm. The Fed just adjusted, so rates are dropping. It's a great time to have a conversation with your trusted financial provider and say, hey, you know, I'm struggling. Maybe I have this amount of credit card debt. How can I utilize my home to save interest and get out of that hardship?
You talk about the interest rates. Does it drive you crazy when you start to hear all this? Well, this one's going to drop. This one's going to go up. I mean, I think it was Friday. Was mm-hmm. it Friday when it happened? I'm like, you just see so many different, and then bam, everybody's, you know, talking about it.
Yeah, and the market's always kind of predictive. So if you look at going into last week, the middle of the week is when they made their announcement, and everybody always predicts, you know, was it going to be a quarter? Is it going to be a half? And then different economists, they always have their ideas of what that's going to look like. And the market kind of actually reacts prior to that. And then when we see it as a consumer, then it's already happened and rates are already adjusting down. Now the big conversation is what's going to happen over the next couple months and how mm-hmm. are those going to be adjusted. But I think we're going to see a lot of market fluctuations just because everyone going into the holidays, what the inflation rates are, what does that look like in the long term?
Mm-hmm. Well, too, it seems too, when you talk about consolidating debt, credit cards, a lot of times when you get your credit card, it's like 0% for 12 months, yes. 16 months, 18 months. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, where did that rate come from? I mean, my dad taught me early on that, you know, there were usury rates mm-hmm. back when he was a kid, and that was like 15%.
Right.
Now some credit cards are 18, 22, even
29.
Higher.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, in a credit card, we talk about this all the time, you know, that minimum payment that you have is never going to pay off. So if you look at your statement, they're like, oh, in 18 years, if you pay the minimum payment, you'll have this paid off, assuming you don't put any additional debts on that. And so for a lot of people, they don't understand how that process works. And so they're just looking at that payment saying, oh, I only need to pay $200 or $300, and I'm making my financial obligation, but really not touching that interest that continues to compound on that. So
now, the workshop coming up on the 13th, and we'll dive more in, is it open to everybody, or is it just TrueCore members?
No, it is open to everybody. Even if you are not a member, please come check it out. We do ask that you try to RSVP to jbrown@truecore.org, and that is just so we can feed you the right amount of dinner. But anybody is welcome to come pop in and have any of your questions answered. Something I do want to touch on is shop your interest rates. Just because we are having this, or maybe just because you bank somewhere that's your primary financial institution, shop your rates, see what's happening, look around, and do your research.
What's the easiest way to do that? I mean, I don't want to sound funny, but you know, you got Travelocity. Hey, I can just punch in here and I can look. What's the easiest way for folks to do that?
Yes. So mortgages are a little different. We do not always have that immediate access on the web, right? Because rates are ever changing. Mm-hmm. So call around. You don't even have to give your name. You do not have to give your address, but call around, explain your scenario, and find out what those best rates are and see what is going to work best for you.
Well, and you know, you talk about that rate. I mean, just a tenth of a percentage point mm-hmm. over 15 years can be significant money month to month. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think some people don't know. And then two, how much is the credit score impact what you do? Because maybe my credit's not as good. I'm going to call around, but is that the credit score? You know, my credit score, is that what I'm hearing? Or when I get into the bank, then it's a whole different story.
Excellent question. If you are calling around being as honest as you possibly can be about your financial situation, I would not say that we have a set in stone credit score that's low, like, oh, we're not going to touch you. We definitely look at everything on a case by case basis. I can't speak that for everywhere, but definitely just be as honest as you can be so we can be as honest back with you about what we can help you with.
Mm-hmm. But to Joel's point, that credit score, I mean, I know he's got a son that's almost the age of mine. You've got a young one. I'm sure you're teaching him finances. Mm-hmm. You can't drive it home enough to them, but they don't know it until they first got it. And then they're like, wow, Dad was right. That's not going to help me.
I think it's definitely one of those things where you don't understand it and you can talk to your children about it and you can talk to others about it until you can see the real life implications of maybe what a 640 will get you and then maybe what a 740 will be. Because what our loan officers do is they break down the amount of interest that you will save over the life of the loan. And that might be for your auto loan, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're looking for a personal loan or a mortgage and how that breaks down in the interest savings, because that's where I really think the aha moment is on how much that does in truly save you, not only for your credit score, but also when you know, shop interest or insurance, or if you go out for your utilities, they're all looking at those things to tell you what your premiums and your rates will be. So it definitely matters. And I think it's one of those things that kind of doesn't get touched on enough. And like you said, I can talk to my son about it, but until he's looking for that car when he goes to buy it, and maybe, so those are things that you have to experience in real life to be able to get the really idea of what's happening with it.
You mentioned the cars. The first time my youngest son actually had to go out, I was with him and, you know, well, we're going to run your credit score. And he's like, oh my God, you're right. They're going to check. I'm like, of course I, not at that time he had no debt.
Right.
But again, we've always been told, this is what we were told, put a little debt out there to make sure you're showing payment. Is that that's still true today?
Yeah, that's absolutely. I always tell my husband, and I feel like he gets mentioned every time we're here. But so
in
he
a
and
bad
I,
way,
right,
usually.
No, this is, so he and I are the same age, and his credit score is always better. Now we're on all the same debts, but what his parents did for him is they put him on a credit card at 16 for gas purchases, so he was an authorized signer, and his credit score is always better because he has a longer history. So those are one of the things they look at is your length of history. And even though the fact that we're the same age and I got my first credit card at 18, he has 2 years longer history than I do. I've joked that I'm going to, you know, give him a late pay on one of our cards or something like that, but I never do that to him. But those are things that definitely do matter.
Do it on your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't know. I pay all our bills. But, you know, so I handle our, you know, there's a lot of things, but it does matter. So, you know, and one of those things is definitely if you have a credit card, we tell our members, you know, maybe put your gas purchases on it, pay it off at the end of the month, put your groceries on it, pay it off at the end of the month. It's the utilization that really gets you in trouble, because once you get over about 30 to 40%, then your credit score immediately starts coming down some. Mm-hmm. But then the good thing about it is, say you do carry some debt over a couple months, you can pay that down and your credit score is going to come back. So it, you know, it ebbs and flows, but it definitely takes a lot longer to build up your credit once you've had some late pays than it does to just begin to rise. Yeah. So yeah, it's one of those things where a lot of people aren't, you know, it's not something that's talked about enough in school, and, you know, and a lot of parents don't know because they don't fully understand how that process works either.
No doubt, until they got to go do something.
Until they got to go do something.
Look at that. You're not getting anything today, Mr. 200. So, I mean, it's out there, and folks need to be worried about it and need to pay attention to it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Aspen LaRue and Jocelyn Hartshorn. with TrueCore Federal Credit Union. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. High right around 60, then cool tonight, 33, clear skies. And then for Tuesday and Wednesday, beautiful looking days, sunny skies, highs right around 60. All right, Aspen, I'll come back to you with the, and we were talking off the air about some of these different things. And then it started to dawn on me that when somebody comes to a workshop like this, they need to be prepared, right? I mean, you can't just, it's not one size fits all. So if Dave Doney and Joel Riley come there, my issues are going to be much different than Joel's. Have that information that night if they're really interested, or is it just come and kind of learn about it? Will you guys be able to take those tougher questions from folks?
Oh, absolutely. Please bring all the questions that you have. Nobody's situation is the same as your neighbor. All of you, you're looking at something different. Your situation is far different. Even if you guys sit down, you're both like, oh, we're both, you know, going to pay off the same things. Your situations are still very different. So we have this set up. I have it set up into different stations. Please bring any questions that you might have that you've thought of over the years that just may have came to you just now. Anything at all, the floor will be open at the end for any additional questions that may not have been answered at the specific stations. So that'll be an open floor, and you can also schedule with our experts after that as well. Again, if your question still didn't get answered, or maybe it's a more in-depth question that you need to sit down, maybe get a little more personal with your situation, you can sit down with one of our experts at a later date and get all that taken care of.
Well, and we will have mortgage loan officers there that evening. So after the seminar, if there's questions that you don't feel confident or comfortable asking during that presentation, they can definitely, you know, we can be pulled aside to answer those questions and then set up that meeting after. But we'll have people available to speak to there as well.
So what specific stations are you going to offer just to general?
Yes. So one full station is going to be all about the Mythbusters. So there'll be a couple different ones highlighted there, and there'll be exact scenarios. So Jocelyn mentioned kind of showing people exactly how much money you could save. I have put out exact examples to put that. People like to see numbers, right? You want to see the numbers. Me telling you, oh, you're going to save 10%, that means nothing to you. You want to see exactly what that means. We are also going to have a station setting up the exact flow chart of how to do your mortgage from start to finish, what goes on in the background, what do I do on the back end, even though you never see me, and then what you can do to help speed up that process. And lastly, we're going to be talking about how to find all the equity in your home before you even walk in to a mortgage loan officer's office by looking at the county site, sales in the areas, and then talking about how, unfortunately, planting flowers does not increase the value in your home.
Lies. I think that's lies.
Aspen has... Somebody got some flowers.
Right. Aspen has put a lot of hard work into this, as you can tell by her passion for it. She's put a lot of hard work into it, and these are questions that we see on a day-to-day basis. And as she indicated, unfortunately, maybe those flowers aren't going to give you some additional equity, but what will give you equity in the home? What are some quick ways to bring additional equity into your property so that when an appraiser comes out, they can really help you capitalize on the equity in your home.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest mistakes you're seeing on your end on the back? Well, first off, remind folks what you do.
So I am a mortgage loan processor. I handle everything on the back side. You never see me. You never actually hear from me, but I would like to say I make all your dreams come true from behind a closed door. I'm going to be reviewing your income, your assets, everything to make this situation happen. And my biggest job is looking, like I've said, on a case-by-case basis for each person and seeing what's going to be the best fit for them. So a lot of times I have people, not a lot, but kind of more recently, especially after summertime, that have came in and maybe they have poured a kind of a basic patio out back or something like that. And yes, that does make it look good. It might add a little bit, but not near as much as they're thinking it's going to, because you might spend $15,000 in material to get the work completed, but it did not actually add $15,000 to the equity in your home.
So be smart about what you're doing is what you're saying, and know that ahead of time. So if, you know, I redid my basement. It's a cave. He's been there. He knows it's pretty nice. But, you know, somebody else who moves in there might not
Right.
Think that that's
exactly
what they want. So, I mean, you got to really put some thought into what you're doing, correct?
Yeah. And it's all about making your home livable for you. So you might not always get the same amount in terms of equity that you've put into it, especially with the cost of supplies and then even service to find somebody to do that. But it's all about making your space livable. And mm-hmm. right now, if you're looking at, you know, the homes for sale in the area, a lot more people are choosing to utilize their own spaces and make those more friendly for them to stay in them just because of the cost of home rise. When interest rates were higher. So making that space is just as important. So a lot of capitalizing in their equity, they might say, hey, I know that I'm going to be here for the next 15 years. I might want to finish my basement. Mm-hmm. I might want to put a home gym in. I might need a larger shop for all the toys that you might have. A lot of different people are going to have different needs for their home because they plan to stay in them.
Well, it seems like people spent a lot of time, effort, and money during the pandemic. Because we weren't traveling, we weren't doing mm-hmm. stuff. So what you saw during that, is that paying any kind of dividend? Or was that more what you're talking about? Was like, I made it more personal living to me, and it may not translate to the next owner.
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, some of the things that were happening, obviously, during the pandemic were, you know, there was a shortage of people being able to perform a lot of the improvements that are needed. And then the cost of supplies were very high. Mm-hmm. So you might have paid more for your supplies than what actually is going to capitalize for when you get your appraised value. And that's one of the kind of the myths that I think Aspen might be talking about. So it's not always one for one. And I think unless you see it on a day-to-day basis, that's hard to understand, especially right now with the cost, some costs coming back down. So you just have to be real with yourself and understand that, hey, I might have put this amount into that. That doesn't mean that my home increased by, you know, if I put $25,000 in it, my value didn't increase mm-hmm. by $25,000, because there's a lot of outside factors in that. And like you said, Dave, you know, your man cave might be awesome for you.
Yep.
And that might be the best thing that you have. Somebody else might come in and say, why did they do that? This, you know, for that usability. The same with me. You know, I have a home gym in our attached garage. Someone might say, well, where is she going to park her car? those things matter to the individual. Mm. And that's one of the things that people have to consider as well.
Right. So that must be where she blew out her legs, was right over there. That's,
yeah.
If she'd have just put a car in, she wouldn't have been crawling up the steps this morning.
Right. Exactly. You know.
Oh, no. We have a gym at work, too. Don't let her fool you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hey.
But I work out early in the mornings generally. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not coming in there. So.
You're something else. Okay. Going back to the workshop then, RSVP, because you're going to have food, and then you're going to have the raffle basket, right? You're
yes.
going to be giving away. How important is it, you know, that if the wife is coming, the husband better come too?
Oh,
because I mean, I'm sure you know.
Tread lightly on this now. Tread lightly.
Because I'm sure you know. I mean, we already heard Jocelyn throw her husband. I pay all the bills.
I pay all the bills. It's a joint account.
But I pay all the bills.
I get them where they need to be.
But I mean, this is something you both better be there, Bob, because obviously. You want to stay married. It's just going to impact.
You both better be there, no matter if Jocelyn is the one that makes sure the bills do get paid on time.
There it is.
You both need to be there to answer all the questions. It is affecting both of your lives. It's affecting both of your credit. And just because one of them makes sure the things get paid on time does not mean that the other should just let their spouse, you know, do whatever they want with those finances. Mm-hmm. With that being said, kind of a touchy subject is that maybe you have something that you don't want your spouse to know about, you don't want your spouse to see about, and that's why you don't want to come. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, you have past debts that you never paid off mm-hmm. from when you were 21 years old. Who knows? Who knows? They're going to find out, right? They're going to find out. Just come together, answer all the
questions. Just don't do it in your office.
Right. Please don't do it in my office. That makes for an awkward conversation for everyone.
And finances is one of those tricky spots,
it is, too?
And I think that also one of the things when you have both of you at the same table, you might hear something very different than what your spouse or your partner hears, just because of our perceptions of, you know, I might caught on mm-hmm. something that you said, and maybe Aspen caught on to something else because I was still thinking about the last thing that you said. And then just making sure that you're on the same page of what your financial goals are. You know, are you looking to be able to retire early? Are you looking to be able to buy investment properties? Are you trying to finance school for your children? So I think it's by having both people at the table, you are talking about and understanding what you both want to have those discussions. We do prefer that you have any uncomfortable situations not at our desk, because Aspen and I were both loan officers before and we've had some really uncomfortable situations. But you will find out that your partner, spouse, You will, and this is a great time to be able to say, how can we better set ourselves up for the future?
So the key point here is discuss this before you come out there. So you
this
know
this is financial counseling, not
yes.
marriage
yes.
counseling.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Right. Good,
correct.
Things. Good
so
way to put it.
So you're not certified in that. Okay. Nobody wants me as your marriage counselor.
Oh, believe me, we all know that.
I don't know. I think you share some valid principles.
Right.
I think
exactly.
I'd be happy to hear what you
That's
have to
right.
say.
See.
Oh. All right, Aspen, again, when is it? What do folks need to do? Time and all that good kind of stuff.
All right, November 13th at 215 Dio Drive, Newark, Ohio. Come on out to our refinancing fall seminar. Learn all about refinancing your mortgage. Get some dinner. RSVP to Jay Brown at TrueCore.org. That is our Jocelyn Brown. She'll be helping with this as well. And we will also have a raffle basket to give away at the end of the night.
And this is open to everybody, not just
TrueCore.
It is
open to the public, yeah. not just TrueCore yeah. members.
So
please
folks
come
want
out.
To come out and learn a little bit more about it, mm-hmm. they can do that. And I know you guys do a pretty good job with Facebook and all that, too. I mean,
oh,
folks,
yeah.
you find all that on
yep.
there.
Yep, so if there are any details that maybe you missed or you misheard something, it is out on our Facebook page. Our marketing team has done a great job getting that out there, so you're always able to check there. Or you can always call in. So if you miss Jay Brown at TrueCore.org, definitely you can call in and our call center will get you over to the right person to be able to RSVP.
Very good. Well, Aspen, it's been a pleasure. And again, we didn't mention, but her and I had a relationship before because I was her mentor in the mentee program. And I know you're very involved in that. And I would joke all the time, like, man, don't tell this girl no, because she is going to get it done mm-hmm. and get it done. And I was so impressed. No notes. I mean, look at you were nervous and look at you. Not any problem.
It wasn't a problem at all.
Yeah,
but I had a great mentor to get me here.
Well.
So...
She left.
Two of them.
I know. I assumed she was talking about me, not you.
I knew she was. You knew I looked at you and went, boy, she just loves you.
No.
Yeah.
We do appreciate everything you've done for her. You know, like you said, Dave, I've been in the mentorship committee 8 years. I just rolled off last week. And it's mentors like you that take on mentees like Aspen and really help, you know, fill in the gaps that maybe aren't being met.
Plug that. So, if somebody wants to go yeah. do this, what do they need to do? Because I'm telling you, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. So you have to be a young leader, age 21 to 40, and you can join individually. So if your work isn't able to sponsor you, you are able to join. Our applications for our next round of mentorship are going to go out in December, and we pair somebody in that age range of 21 to 40 with a more seasoned mentor in the community. So if you're looking at, you know, gaining some business development, maybe networking, maybe talking about things that you don't have somebody at your work or in your home life to talk about future improvements, look for that. That'll be out on all of the social media for the young leaders of Licking County.
And it's a great program. If you have time to get involved, go ahead and do it.
More seasoned. That's a very polite way of saying that.
Yeah, well, she looked
more
at you
seasoned.
When she said it.
No, like, she
hey,
did
wait.
Not. She was looking right at you.
That's only because he just went through the round with Aspen.
That is true. Now, yes, there you go. I'm a veteran. Thank you very much when it comes
right.
to that.
Seasoned veteran is all I'm hearing.
Well, again, I want to thank Aspen LaRue and Jocelyn Hartshorn for stopping in today with TrueCore Federal Credit Union. Again, get on there, check out the information. Their fall into refinancing, a free workshop taking place Thursday, November 13th. Be sure to join us on Wednesday. Joel and I will recap all of the general election news for you. We'll have reaction to winners and losers from Tuesday's general election. That'll be on Wednesday's Talk of the Town right here on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County.